This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, still spring, but there is warmth in the air, and as the expected temperatures reach into the low 90s, a pair of Bloomington North girls warming to the occasion as senior Nicole Ortiz and junior Bailey Gardner will head to the Park Tudor facility Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Members of the Elite Eight in state tennis doubles competition, the maroon and gold duo, a perfect 8-0 here in the postseason, yet to lose a set, 20-2 overall. This season for the veteran, Barb Mills out on the north side, couple of Cougars maturing each match and working in tandem and certainly anxious to get rolling Friday on the big stage, the state quarterfinals. And tonight, our experience and conversation with the ladies coming up. In addition, senior Anna McCoy had a successful run in the postseason as well, reaching the regional finals in singles play. Anna, part of the conversation a little bit later, young lady who certainly made great strides as a senior throughout her entire high school career on the court. A little bit later, it's a home opener for Aaron Sauter's Indiana Football Cutters as they play another season in the Amateur Minor League Football Alliance as the MLFA moves back into Monroe County with four games this season out at the Edgewood Mustang Corral in Ellettsville. Already off the guys to a solid start, having won its opener last month. So we'll serve and volley a bit with the Cougar ladies, tee it up for summertime football, Indiana Cutter style tonight on Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's, everyone, along with our producers, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, on-site producers Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, a couple of seniors from Delta High School in the spotlight. They're from Muncie, but the spotlight shining on a couple of Cougars who will play him at 2 o'clock at Park Tudor in quarterfinal action on a Friday afternoon. And joining us, Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner. And, the Bedford Regional was postponed and then moved indoors, girls, at the IU Tennis Center because of the torrential rains. But you told me that before we came on the air. But let's start there because you had to go indoors. But first of all, I want to congratulate you both on what has been, and I kind of foresee some good stuff this action. It must have really been rewarding to date, girls, huh, Nicole?
Yeah, definitely. It's been pretty great, and I'm excited for Friday.
Well, I bet you are, and Bailey being a junior, I got to ask you, who's in charge of this outstanding duo now, Bailey? Nicole, call the shots, or what do you do here?
She keeps us under control, I think, a lot, but...
Well, you know, we talk about the fickle weather, and that is something that both of you endure. Talk a little about that, Nicole. Your record speaks for itself, you two, 20-2, but it was just pretty crappy this spring, wasn't it?
There's been a lot of canceled matches, but, yeah, the weather's been pretty bad, but there have been some good days, too. So.
Well, I got to talk about how tense that match was against Floyd Central. Okay, so you couldn't play outdoors because of the weather situation, and, boy, it came down, so that was a good move. Let's talk a little about Floyd Central, Bailey, and what do you remember there? I know you kind of turned it around. That was nail-biting time, but talk about the match and how you guys ended up on top.
Yeah, it was an extremely stressful match. We had, it could have really gone either way, and I think that was the best we've ever played together. And
Well, you won the tie break, and then it got, you just forged your way back, didn't you, Nicole?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty tight match, and it was pretty off and on throughout the match, but we kept fighting and came out on top.
What are you learning about yourself, Bailey? You're the underclassman of this duo, but take us back, to the start of the season, because I know Coach Mills, she was tinkering around. I mean, you really didn't know who was going to play where doubles-wise, but... What were your expectations? And talk a little about the start of the season for yourself.
I was hoping to be playing one doubles, and I think Nicole was the best person that could happen with. But I had to really get used to, playing with whoever and learning how to, play with any partner pretty much.
When did you start? Give me a little background about yourself. Again, we're talking with Bailey Gardner and Nicole Ortiz on their way to Park Tudor on Friday to quarterfinal action of the state doubles tournament. But, Bailey, when did you get interested in the sport, and who helped you along it before Coach Mills got a hold of you?
I started playing tennis when I was probably, 8 years old.
Wow.
At IU, yeah. I had a few coaches at IU.
Helped you out there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so you were able to play outdoors and indoors, I would assume, when you got rolling with your tennis lessons. Talk to me a little about how that kind of changed the parameters of the match against that Floyd Central duo when you went indoors. It's a little bit different, isn't it? Did it change your approach any?
Well, I grew up playing on those courts indoors, so I was pretty used to it. And I slowed down playing there as I got older, but this whole year I'd been playing once a week there, so it wasn't a huge difficulty, but it's a lot different than playing outdoors.
I wasn't paying all that attention, although, as you mentioned, Nicole, you had a lot of matches postponed. Had you played an entire match like you did previously in the regular season at the tennis center indoors?
Yeah, we played sectionals there against
Martinsville.
So that was because it got rained out, too. So
well, let's get a little and give our listeners, and we got a nice crowd, and we see, obviously, the rest of the Cougars have popped in tonight with a good crowd of parents, which is, you know, what we really want to see. Give us your background, Nicole. Now you're the crusty senior veteran playing on the big stage. When did it all kind of start for you?
I started playing around middle school because my brothers and dad started playing, and I got interested, and ever since then, I've just been playing tennis.
Yeah, well, that's a great sport to play, no question. What do you remember? What was the key point as you had a chance now? And, of course, you had to dispose of Floyd Central and then get ready for Gibson Southern, but your style, both of your styles were a little too much for those two to comprehend and beat you, but what do you remember most about that Floyd Central? Was there one particular, I mean, again, what was it? You know, you were down, what, 5-4 in the second set, and, you know, woo. What do you remember most?
I remember them hitting a lot of short shots and then both of them coming into the net, and we kind of had to adjust to that because we've never really played anyone, or we played a few teams, but not a lot, who, like, both come up to the net, and so that kind of, like, was a struggle for us at the beginning to get used to that. Yeah.
Well, head into Indianapolis, 2:00, and again, it's a duo from Delta High School. It's interesting to note the format has four matches in the quarterfinal doubles, and the only team duo to knock off these two ladies, Bailey Gardner and Nicole Ortiz this year, the two from Terre Haute South, and they are playing in match four against Guerin Catholic Friday at Park Tudor. But let's talk a little about Bailey. The mental part, and how you've adjusted your playing style to the mental as the season has developed, and how big has it been for you?
As I grew up, I did not, like, was not very mentally strong out on the court. Like, I got very angry with myself and had trouble holding in my emotions, but I think as the season has gone on, and just, like, all of high school pretty much, I've learned to hold it in and not show my emotions that much on the court, and so that the other person can't get in my head.
You know, I got to ask you, too, when did Coach Mills decide then? We talked about who was going to play where, and obviously you had a great two doubles team. Jordan Trilling and Lily McAfee played most of the season, and Lily is, I know Lily's dad quite well, Josh, I believe, and I wanted to give him a plug. He told me to do that, Lily, So when did it start clicking for you two, Nicole, when you got ready, and how many matches were you in? Did it really start from the beginning of the campaign when Coach says, okay, you, Bailey, one doubles?
Yeah, honestly, the first match we played together just kind of clicked, and I honestly didn't think we were going to work to, like, we would be able to work well together because we're both hotheads and we get mad really easily, but, like, we started playing and it automatically just clicked, and yeah.
Well, I know one of the things that you've concentrated on, and Coach was talking to me earlier in the week, you're not double faulting. I mean, the errors between you two, I mean, it's almost this year with the outstanding record that you two have had, it was almost a given, although you had to go out and play and win, that you were, the one doubles point was going to go to you two. But talk a little about your how you've progressed this year, how you've raised the bar from your junior to your senior campaign.
My freshman and sophomore year and junior year, I tried to rush the points too much, and I would just get frustrated too easily, and I wasn't mentally strong enough. And then this year, I feel like I've just matured more, and learn to keep my calm and just keep fighting through each point.
Yeah, the you know, especially you can't, and case in point was Saturday, because you had a couple of, you know, pressure serves big time, didn't you? And,
yeah.
And things went well. But, Bailey, talk a little about your game. I mean, you turned things around against Floyd Central there, and you know, your ground serves, I mean, you've been taking care of the net pretty well.
Yeah, I just have to think about not focusing on the stroke and just kind of let it, like, just hit the way that I would naturally hit in practice and not let the stress, like, take over, because otherwise I start making more unforced errors. And so I think that, like, playing that super stressful match just showed that we were able to play in that situation.
And it's really a credit to you both, because you've both been, you know, Cole, being able to stay under control. You talk about you both being hotheads. You simmer down and you talk about being on the same page, and that's what it takes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all mental.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more with the girls, Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner, on their way to Park Tudor. We'll bring on Anna McCoy. She's a graduating senior, along with Nicole, who's already graduated as well a couple of weeks ago at Bloomington High School North. And Anna had a great success story as well, fulfilling her high school career. She'll be walking on at IU. We'll do all of that and have more as the Cougar girls get ready for state. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk tonight on a Tuesday. We're live from Yogi. Welcome back, everyone. Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana, talking Nicole, joining in the conversation, Anna McCoy, a graduating senior. And Anna, first of all, congratulations, like you and your teammates here, first team conference Indiana, and that says a lot. But what's it all meant as you kind of had a chance now to reflect, and congrats on your sectional individual singles championship. But what's it all meant to you?
It's been awesome. It's been a great season. I think we've had a really good team this year. So I think it was awesome that we got to move on together, and it was like both teams got to represent everyone. I think it showed all the hard work we put into the season, and it was really good for, like, rewarding for our coach also, because I feel like she deserved for us to get there.
You are a young lady that epitomizes hard work, and you grabbed hold of the reins with your leadership abilities. Talk a little about how that influenced, how far you've come along from, say, your junior to your senior year. You went from, playing two to being the one singles player this year, Anna.
Well, I had some great leaders ahead of me. I had, like, the Coughlins and Megan Gardner before me, so they kind of showed me how it was done. And it was just fun because we had a great team. We had a lot of depth on our team, so it was easy for everyone to work together. And I feel like this year we were a lot better at communicating with each other and, like, cheering each other on during matches. So it was just a better atmosphere on the team.
Well, Anna McCoy joining us. She played one singles, ended up with 11 wins on the year, and won a sectional championship a few days back, and went all the way to the regional finals. You were forced indoors, and much like the other two girls, Bailey and Nicole, talk a little about the match being moved from outdoors to indoors as far as the mental concept was concerned, and your game plan as you entered the regional.
Well, for us, our coach really likes when we play outdoors, just because she likes when we take advantage of, like, the elements and stuff. But
get plenty of opportunity to do that.
Yeah. For me, since I, like, played a lot indoors, I was really used to the IU Tennis Center, so I personally liked it a lot.
Well, you know, she told me earlier an interesting story, and I got to know and revisited with your dad when he walked in with your mom tonight, that I did your dad's high school games when he prepped at Bloomington South. Of course, I know your brother Matt, Caitlin. She tried to talk you in. What was the story? Did she talk you into going out for cross country when you were a freshman? Because I know you started taking some lessons at an early age, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I kind of just followed what my siblings did. I started playing lessons when my siblings did, and then my sister got serious about cross country, so I just went into that, and I liked the teammates for there, so I just followed her into that. And then my brother went to IU to play tennis, and he got me interested in tennis again, and I kind of rebounded and went back over to that, and I fell in love with tennis.
I heard your sister just got married here, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, she's living up in Indianapolis, Broad Ripple area, so.
Right? Yeah.
And we still deal with Matt. They got a great coach, and Coach Wertzman, mm-hmm. Out at IU since the coaching change. But, talk to me your perception. And again, we're not going to call it automatic wins, but these two, Bailey Gardner, Nicole Ortiz, about as close to being automatic wins this year, looking at doubles play. But talk about what you've seen from both of those.
Well, they were a really solid team. I feel like we relied on them a lot for getting a point, like, every match. And so it wasn't an automatic win, but at the same time, they were reliable and, I don't know, they were strong, especially mentally. So, like, when it came down to it, you know that they could, like, pull through to clinch a match if we needed it.
You know, Anna, you threw your heart and soul into the sport once you got, you know, kind of flushed cross country and decided, you know what, I may have something here with a racket in my hand. But talk a little about going to IU now and walking on. Coach Loring, of course, the dean of coaches at Indiana, and where your game is right now, because, I mean, you made such steady progress from your junior to your senior years. You got to be feeling good about where your game is going.
Yeah, I have a lot of room for improvement.
Sure.
Going to IU is definitely more of an opportunity than an accomplishment. But, I don't know, I'm excited to work hard. And I feel like I've improved a lot, but that's just because I've worked at it. And, I don't know, with work, it'll get better.
Well, I know you played in a ton of tournaments last year. Anna McCoy joining us, sectional singles state a finalist and champion, brought that hardware to Bloomington North under Barb Mills. You got a summer filled of activities playing the game, or what's your summer look like now?
Lots of tennis.
I bet.
Yeah, a lot of tournaments.
So what do you got in the near future? Is June going to be packed this month, or does it get busy as the summer progresses?
My tournaments start next week. And then it kind of continues from there. So I'll be done with juniors by, like, the end of June, and then I'll play more, like, ITA tournaments.
Well, all three are outstanding student-athletes. Have you even given any thought about what your course of study might be at Indiana?
I'm going to go into business at the Kelly School and then minor in fine art.
Well, you're at the right school there and
yeah.
The right branch there, and you have the right coach there. And, Anna,
yeah.
We really appreciate how you have made a name for yourself in your high school, and congratulations again on a job well done, and best of luck at IU.
Thank you very much.
Anna McCoy joining us. Let's give her a hand, winning the sectional. And now back at hand, we have, if I can find it, not that records mean anything, talking about these the Delta girls, but Nicole, talk to me a little about, have you heard anything about these two since the draw came out? What's the skinny, if you will, as far as the scout report?
I haven't really heard anything, but I saw me and Bailey found out that they had beaten Cathedral, the 6-1, 6-2, I think, and the same as us. So that's all we really know about them right now.
Well, what needs to be done, Bailey? Talk a little about what's, I mean, you talk about communication. We've talked about the mental part of the game. What are you guys continually trying to work on as far as technique? If that's, you know, we're late in the season and this is the big stage. What do you think some of the keys will be on Friday to keep this thing going?
I think it's mostly just not making errors, because once we get down on ourselves mentally, then that's when we start messing up. So just playing our game and not focusing on, like, doing it the way that we shouldn't.
Nicole, talk to me about pace of play, because you guys have gone out, and I don't know, during the course of winning 20 of 22 doubles matches this year, I would imagine a good many of them were straight setters, but talk about how key the pace of play is and how you two have developed that to fit into your style of play going to Park Tudor.
When we start to rush points for the both of us is when we start to make errors. And pace, it's like a huge key to our game. And so we just got to make sure to slow points down and not try to rush anything, because that's when we start to mess up, and just keep our calm.
Well, and Bailey, talk to me about the pace of play and how it's kind of benefited you guys when, as I say, one of the intangibles has been the fact that you've been able to communicate and are on the same page.
Well, it really depends on the team we're playing, because we have to make sure that we're kind of adapting to their game so that we don't, you know, hit balls way out if we're trying to overhit, because they don't hit as hard as we do, or, like, hitting as hard as the other players do if they're really good players. So
Well, how about you two girls after you bring home the hardware at Indianapolis? And I'll tell you what, we'll bring you back. That's a heck of a feat, girls, and that's why I wanted to touch on this and put all three of you for your successes on the tennis court this spring. But how packed is your summer, Nicole?
Not very packed right now. I'm just focusing on getting ready for college. And
I hear you're going to go to IU?
Yeah.
What do you plan on studying?
I'm not really sure yet, but
plenty of time for that.
Yeah, but I think I want to go into like physical therapy, so that's kind of where I'm headed right now. But
well,
really
Bailey,
sure.
A year from now, you're going to be probably up here next to me because you'll be a senior. We're going to talk about more North Cougar tennis success, but talk to me about the future. I mean, the underclass, including yourself, talk about what's left at Bloomington. You guys, the cupboard isn't bare by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that I'll be playing with Lillian McAfee, playing doubles with her. Otherwise, I'll probably be playing singles under Carolina Lopez. I think she'd probably lead the team at number one singles.
You know, we want to mention her, and Megan Strobel was another one, too, Anna, that stepped in for Lily once, at two doubles with Jordan Trilling. Good senior class, your classmates.
Yeah, we had a really great senior class. And yeah, Megan was really helpful because she was always there. Even if she wasn't like in the lineup for a match, she was always there to like work with us during practice, and she was just as skilled as we were.
Well, it's a talented class. Again, Anna McCoy joining us along with Bailey Gardner, Nicole Ortiz. Those ladies headed to Park Tudor, 2:00 on Saturday, or rather on Friday. It's going to be a warm weekend. Hopefully, I mean, the girls have already had their share of bad weather. Let's hope that we just have warmth, and there's going to be plenty of that on Saturday. How do you deal? Let me ask you that before we leave. How do you deal, Nicole, kind of with the warmer temperatures? Probably will be as warm as any matches you guys have played outdoors.
We just got to make sure to keep cool and drink a lot of water. And, just work hard and,
get her done. Yeah. Maroon and gold style. Hey, it's great to be a Cougar, isn't it? Girls, we really appreciate you coming on. Bailey, congratulations. Nicole, go get them. Take care of Delta, one match at a time. And we're wishing you nothing but the success, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Anna McCoy joining us. And they need a round of applause. And all three of these girls, by the way, made first team all-conference for Coach Barb Mills, the veteran. And we wish him well. Bailey will be back for her senior year next year. And we wish Nicole Ortiz and Anna McCoy the very best as they move on to Indiana University. We'll move on to the Minor League Football Alliance, the home opener for the Indiana Cutters of Aaron Sauter. We'll talk a little gridiron, little football. I don't think the boys were expecting it to be August hot on Saturday when they tee it up out at Edgewood High School, but it's going to be about 95. On Saturday. We'll talk football when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. The producers on site, Joanna Mike Glasscott, and also on board with us, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, Will Boatman. Don't forget the Reds on the radio tonight. The Cardinals move into the Great American Ballpark. First pitch will be at 7:10. And you still have some time tonight. The Indiana All-Stars. A real, real tough problem. I mean, that hit Tucker Blackwell. We had him on here on the show a week ago, and to have that high ankle sprain and miss playing tonight. But that being said, the boys' game will start at 8:00, so you'll have plenty of time to get to the game. The tickets are $6, by the way, at the door, and any donations you can give to the South Boys basketball program will be greatly appreciated. Well, a couple of veterans joining us from the amateur football circles. Aaron Sauter, the head coach of the Indiana Cutters, starting season number 2 in the Minor League Football Alliance. And they've got a tough home opener as they take on the unbeaten Tri-City Outlaws at 2:00 on Saturday out at the Mustang Corral. Jim Allen will be joining us as well for a little conversation. Aaron, it's good seeing you, my friend. I didn't want you to think I had forgotten about you. You snuck a game in on me in May, but talk a little about these 2016 Cutters, my friend. Good seeing you.
Well, first, I just want to say to the game will be this Sunday rather than Saturday.
Well, it's going to be on Sunday.
Yep, Sunday at 2 p.m.
Was that always set on Sunday?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Shows you how senile. I'm glad. First things first. Let me get it on the right day.
Otherwise, we're having a great start to the season. We won our first game back on May 21st, 34-12. Offense played well. Defense played well. Had a good showing.
Well, you're in the tell me about the breakdown. And for those fans, I know the Cutters, and Jim can attest to this, we're both getting younger. We stopped having birthdays a long time ago. But it's hard to believe this is the 10th year of minor league amateur football for the Indiana Cutters. But talk to me a little, Aaron, about how this is the Minor League Football Alliance is divvied up. You're in the Ohio Valley Conference, correct?
Yes, there's three portions of the league. The Ohio Valley Conference, which are primarily teams from Indiana. The next portion of the league is the Interstate Football Conference, which is Northern Indiana and Northwestern Ohio. And then the third portion is the Big Eight, which is the northern part of the league, which is all in Michigan and Northern Ohio.
Well, I see a lot of familiar names. It's a you sent me the roster, 40-plus members, and some guys that go back to Jim Allen's day with the Indiana Cutters. We'll get to that in a second. But why don't you learn about yourself? You grabbed hold of the reins last year and led the Cutters to the playoffs, Aaron. What'd you learn about getting involved with the organization, if you will, and the grade level of and talent level of the guys you coached last year?
Well, I think the biggest thing coming in is we had to unify the vision of all the players and make sure we are working for the same goal. I think last year a lot of the process was building towards that unity of mind. We want to have the same mindset going into games, and throughout the season we got that. Yeah. So in the offseason, it was really important to bring in fresh people that believed in the same thing and wanted to work towards the same goal while keeping the guys who had already bought into the process. I think we've done an excellent job of doing that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I just look down and see Dre Key and Bob McGarrah and Nick Land. Land, he's a little bit something of everything. You know, he's been around for a long time. I think this is his 11th or 12th year, but is he kind of handling your defense?
Working with him with defense, and he's doing an outstanding job. But he pretty much coordinates it on the field, scheme-wise, and he's doing a heck of a good job. He's been playing football a long time, and I like to use his IQ to help our team out.
Well, Antonio Key, another name. Jamar Johnson got off to a good start, a bruising fast 5'10", 170. Got off to a pretty good start. I know from last year, you like to run the football, so he kind of set the table for you, in that season opening win against the Marion County Rockets.
Yeah, he had an outstanding game. He had 90 yards on 9 carries and had a touchdown for us. He got beat up a little bit in the first half, so when we had a lead, I pulled him out and used some other backs. We have 5 backs we're currently using, Jamar Johnson, Blake Bertolino, Tylus Larkin, Anthony Hicks, and Javon Ivy. We're using all those backs in our running game, and that's allowing us to really wear defenses out. And our offensive line's outstanding. They were outstanding last year, too.
Yeah.
And they allow us to be a good running team, really set the tone for the game. I really believe that to win games, you have to be able to stop the run and run the ball, and those guys allow us to do that.
You know, you talked about getting the right kind of guys in to mix with the veterans that have been around the block. Aaron Sauter joining us, the head coach of the Indiana Cutters. Have you been pleased with the progress the new guys have made to get the early part of the season, the team chemistry, where you want it?
Yeah, they've done an outstanding job of buying in and really coming together early. Last year, we had a slow start with getting guys to buy in, and it showed with the first couple of games we looked kind of rough. And then later on, we really came together and played really well.
Yeah, did.
We're where we at the end of the season last year. We're there now already. We're playing together as a unit. When guys get down, we're lifting each other up and helping each other get past the hard times. And that's what a team's really all about.
You talked briefly about the O-line. Who are some of the mainstays that have been opening those holes for that quintet of running backs you got going?
Well, O-line going from left tackle across, we have T.J. Swain, who's a new player from Indianapolis.
Big boy, 6'3", 300.
Yep, and he's an excellent blocker, great footwork. We have a new player, Tom McQuaid, from here in Bloomington, and he's came out and learned fast and a very physical player. And a very intelligent young man, and that allows us to really do a lot with him. At center, this week we'll be playing with Justin Ferguson, who's a veteran of center with the Cutters. But we also have Gary Welt, who's played center for us, including the last game. He'll be playing right guard. And then at right tackle, we have Troy Thomas. And at times, we'll have a player named Chris Jones, who's an old Cutter from back in the original days of the Cutters.
Well, you got, and you've always had speed when you throw the ball. You know, the run sets up the pass and kind of vice versa. I mean, it depends on, you know, what you're looking at offensively and what they're throwing your opponent defensively at you. How's the speed on the outside? And, well, let's talk about the quarterback situation and how that is that a point that is going to be something addressed each and every week, or are you settling in on a number one or two?
It looked like we may be working on it each week, but right now we're pretty solid. This week, Lyle Feigenbaum will be starting for us.
I saw his name there.
We also have another quarterback, Jeremy Bailing, who played the majority of the game on the May 21st. He did an outstanding job. He's from Martinsville, and he played extremely well. So both of those guys will be who we rely on the rest of the season at quarterback.
Kind of remember the name, Bailing, from up in Morgan County. Nice size, 6'3", 200-pounder. Well, that's interesting. So you got Lyle back out, huh? So all the aches and pains from a year ago and the year before that kind of subsided, huh? He's raring to go.
I think having a strong running game and strong offensive line helps with that. But yeah, I think he's fresh and ready, and he'll come out and play a great game for
us. You know one thing, Aaron, he's got a great mindset because he knows where the end zone is and how to get a team down there and to score points. Is this going to be a pretty good scoring team? You opened up with 34, but you think you got the balance to put points on and rely on your defense?
Yes, sir. I think as long as we can run the ball and we can complete passes to keep teams honest, we're going to be able to move the ball wherever we want to move it, and our defense is going to be able to step up and allow us to stay in games and take over games with creating turnovers and making big stands.
Well, as we mentioned, you only allowed 12 points in that opener, beating the Marion County Rockets 34-12. You know, we look, and Aaron Sauter joining us, and we're going to have Jim Allen here in just a second. He is kind of taking a game day operations manager, if you will, the very first Indiana Cutters coach a long time ago. We'll talk with Jim in a second. You know, I'm looking here. Why was the you opened on the 21st, and then you're going to get back in action here on Sunday at 2:00, correct? Out at the Mustang Corral. Why the difference or the space in games between your first and your second game when a lot of teams, including your opponent, has played two already?
Well, the league did not play games on Memorial Day weekend. And then we had a bye week. Every team in our conference has a bye week.
So you caught the bye.
You caught the bye
early. Yeah. Got it. Looks like it's going to be another tough league here. How about the Braves? We mentioned the Outlaws. Now, it's Tri-City Outlaws. Now, where are they from? Was that down around the Evansville area?
Tri-City Outlaws from the east side of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. How about the Wolfpack and the Braves? Where are they from?
The Tri-County Braves are from the south side of Indianapolis, almost Center Grove area is where they really recruit and play out of. And then the Wolfpack are from northern Indiana by Ligonier up north of Fort Wayne.
Oh, there I see the enforcers now. They were from, what, Louisville or Jeffersonville?
They're from Evansville.
Evansville, okay. Yeah. And they were pretty good last year, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they're solid every year. They have a good team together, and they come out and play solid ball every year.
Well, again, it'll be the Tri-City Outlaws. They're off to a 2-0 start, and the Indiana Cutters. And they're going to be playing on June the 12th, which is Sunday. You know, I guess I had that mixed up. I don't know why I did it, but it is right in front of me. Jim Allen joining the conversation. Aaron Sauter joining us as well. Talking Indiana Cutters football. Jim, good seeing you.
Nice seeing you.
You got to be loving life with your Chicago Cubs gear on, and I know you're an avid Cubs fan. The first of 40 in a long time, huh?
Yeah, I wish Schwarber was playing.
Well, I do too, and he's rehabbing quite well. And you know, he's from what I gather, he's a little above, a little beyond, what they expected. Jim, tell me about your duties here and what you got going on this season. Looking at it, if you will, from a front office spot.
Well, I came back this year because it's the 10th year, and I wanted to rejoin the Cutters. I'm back on the board. I'm doing their game day operations and promotions. So we got the first. We've got four very special games that we arranged. The first one, of course, is the benefit game for Jeff Hockett. Then we're going to have a military game and also honor our local heroes, the fire department and police department. The third game is going to be for the Hoosier Burn Camp, where kids can go who've been severely burned. I mean severely burned. And they say it's a place to be just one of the kids.
Yeah.
And they get to go there for free. I mean, and this is a nonprofit organization. And then our final home game of the year, we're going to benefit the Edgewood Mustang football team.
Yeah, and that'll be leading into another exciting season for Jerry Bland and the crew. Tri-City Outlaws on the grass in the corral at 2 o'clock. Jim, talk a little about this promotion that you have. This young man, you mentioned Jeff Hockett. He's a local emergency. Well, he's an EMT and, you know, got dealt a tough hand. And you're trying to defray some of the costs from the medical situation, him coming in and battling successfully, I might add, cancer.
Yes, he 2 years ago in July, they found some mass in his chest. It turned out to be T-cell lymphoma. He went to Indianapolis, started treatment, and the doctors basically came in and told him that he was not going to make it. And Jeff and his wife had a friend of the family, knew about a doctor in Nebraska. And Jeff he's a fighter.
Right.
They put him on an airplane, sent him to Nebraska. So last fall, he got a bone marrow transplant from his brother, which is, I mean, they take you to death's door on that. And there's no guarantee. So in January, he was declared cancer-free. This is after, hearing that you're not going to make it. So he's done really good. He plays in Jake Dodds' band. He's a local emergency medical technician. And little 500, he actually got to go and play with the band for the first time since he was diagnosed. Then May the 20th, he had a little bit of a relapse, and his body was doing some rejection on the bone marrow. So they had to fly him, airlift him back to Nebraska. I talked with his wife last night. He's responded very well to the treatment, and they're thinking about discharging him. So he may still get to be at this game Sunday. And we're really hoping that he does, but the community support has been phenomenal on this. Jake Dodds' band is going to do a concert at 1, from 1 to about 1:50.
Okay.
And, it's all included in the $10 price of admission for the game. That's a special price for this game only. And we hope to really help this family out, let them get some money to live off of.
That's great. And, what a great story. And we wish him well. And we hope that he gets stronger and is able to come back. There's going to be, a silent auction and some face paint. There's going to be some fun time things at the old yard out in Ellisville this summer.
We're going to make it really fun for everybody that comes. We got face painting for the kids. We're going to have temporary tattoos for the kids. Some of the kids want to get the little stick-on tattoos.
Temporary, parents.
Oh, yes, temporary. Then we're going to have the silent auction. We're bringing in tents so that if we do have a rainstorm come through, the band can still get, they'll be playing under the tent. And then we're going to have the game. State Representative Peggy Mayfield's going to come down and do the coin toss for us. So it's going to be probably, I'm hoping this is the biggest game I've ever put on for the Cutters.
Well, and a very meaningful one. Jim Allen, the voice, the longtime former coach and supporter of amateur football here for a decade plus. I've known Jim longer than that, but a great friend for Bloomington and Monroe County, without question. And the Jake Dodd Band's going to sing the national anthem. And
yes, Jake is going to do the national anthem.
Sounds great. So I'm glad you had a chance to run down all of the home games coming up, and I'm glad the old man finally decided right at the start that the game's Sunday and not Saturday. So and I even wrote it down Saturday. So I apologize again to both of you. But it's only Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's only Tuesday. You got a whole week of watching and listening to the Cubs. Hey. I see John Sheehan's still out. You got him working the concession stands. What's he doing these days?
Yeah, we're going to have him doing all kinds of stuff on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we got to keep him active.
Well,
all fun and all work and no play, you know, you got to keep him running.
And I have to give a shout out to his wife, Cheryl.
Oh yeah,
she's doing that. Our treasurer work. And
hello, Cheryl.
She's fantastic on that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
She really does good.
Well, Jim, we wish you well. We're glad you're back involved, celebrating the 10th year of the Indiana Cutters football, and give our best to the Hockett family and to Jeff, and we hope he gets back on his feet 100%. And if he's going to be there, let me know, and we could plug it Friday on sports. If you hear anything, get a hold of me at the radio station. From an ex-coach, you never really leave the game. What do you like about the makeup of Aaron's 2016 Cutters?
Well, I like coaches' approach to it.
He's
like
got
his,
a solid one, doesn't he?
I like his attitude. I've been to a few practices, and these guys are ready to play. I mean, they're going to be fun to watch this year. And I think that they have the potential to bring that fourth championship to Bloomington.
Well, and that's what we're looking for. And it's been a great run over the years, as you well know, because you were in on a couple of those three league titles and in the postseason 7 of 9 years. And this would be the 8th of 10. And, Jim, again, thanks for coming on and visiting one of your favorite spots here in all of Bloomington and Monroe County, Yogi's Grill and Bar, my friend.
Yes.
Well, Aaron, talk to me a little about, first of all, we talked to the Bloomington North girls, and they're going to be playing on a hot outdoor tennis court when it's only 92. Now, I thought the game was Saturday, and it's not. It's on Sunday, so it's going to cool off to 89. So how do you deal with the how's the mental, how's the physical condition of your bunch here?
Our physical conditioning is in top shape. But we're also going to provide some industrial-sized fans for both sidelines and also some ability for players to miss themselves so everyone can take care of themselves. You know, football is no fun if people are being put at risk. And I think that the biggest thing is we want to have a great game and have a great day, but we also want to take care of players on both teams, and we're prepared to do that.
Well, and you got out of that first one okay, didn't you, without any problems injury-wise?
Yes, sir. We're doing good.
Sounds good. It's great to see the association again. Mick Hammett and the RBB out in Ellisville helping you out and giving you the field again. That's a great association you got going there.
For sure. We love playing at Edgewood, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well. We'll have you back on from time to time. And give us keys to victory. What are you finding out about this? And how accessible is that? I mean, Tri-County Outlaws, and you got back-to-back games. And I can tell you, now, Noble County Wolfpack is on the 18th. Now, that is a Saturday, right?
Yep.
If my mind's right, But anyway, you got that one, and Jim talked about the other two. How accessible is it getting information to scout these teams, Aaron?
Well, we rely a lot on connections with other teams. A guy that's helped out a lot with recruiting and also in this aspect is Bob McGarra. He's outstanding at getting on the phones and knowing people and getting a hold of people. And he's allowed us to get some game film on the Outlaws, which is outstanding. But pretty much week to week, based on a team, we're able to either get film from another team that's played them or work with someone and get a scouting report. We tend to do it that way just because a lot of teams don't always have film readily accessible to trade. While we do, they don't. So we don't necessarily set up an official, like, trade or anything like you would in high school football.
Well, again, the Tri-City bunch, they come in 2-0. What are you finding out about this particular team, and what are some of the keys both ways, offensively, defensively, for you?
They're really similar to us. They have an outstanding running game. They have a quarterback who can throw the ball deep. They have a solid defense. And looking at it, watching their film and think about when you played a team that was similar to this last year that had a lot of the same players, we were very evenly matched. And it comes down to who can run the ball, who's going to avoid making big mistakes, and who's not going to turn the ball over. Last year we turned the ball over a few times against that team, and they beat us in a preseason game. If we win a turnover battle, we can run the ball and we can stop their run game. We're going to be in a great position to win the game. But they're going to be looking to do the exact same thing. So it should be a great matchup.
All right, Aaron, thanks for dropping in. Jim Allen again, and best of luck to you, Jim, and it's great talking Cutter football. We'll do it again. The summer's just starting. The fun's just starting, huh, guys? Thanks a lot for joining me tonight, Aaron, Jim. And again, the game 2 o'clock Sunday, and the Indiana Cutters playing to benefit Jeff Hockett. We talked a little about that. The game is at 2 o'clock. The Jake Dodds Band will have a concert starting at 1 o'clock. That is Sunday out at the Mustang Field. And we'll be back to continue and to close out things. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, closing down things, don't forget top of the hour. I think the former Red pitches against its former team, St. Louis and the Reds. That Indiana All-Star basketball game, the boys, the girls are playing right now, the boys at 8 o'clock in the zone. They flash your phone calls tomorrow night at 6. Our Yogi's Employee of the Week is Kelsey Malone. Congratulations on that. Young lady here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. For our producer tonight, Bill Boltman, we have a couple more shows before we break the summer through the end of this month of June. Next week, we'll have more Cougars on board. We'll bring in Justin Helmer and the medal winners, both boys and girls, state track and field. Again, Reds coming up in a little bit. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370. WGCL. Good night, everyone, from Yogi's Grill and Bar.